What are we doing in Vietnam? Was often an issue of discussion among us. We were there to stop the communists from dominating the poor peasant population. That was what they told us, anyway. We clashed in the arena of jungle warfare, engaged against ants, mosquitoes, snakes, immersion foot, malaria, dysentery, and jungle rot. Rain soaked us as we froze at night. We closed with the enemy as casualties mounted on both sides. Yet, the politicians of both countries fussed over what kind of table they would sit at to discuss this travesty they had started. Back in our hometowns, protesters marched against us and the war, burning the flag that we were dying for halfway around the world. They labeled us baby killers and crazies as if we were something alien to them. It seemed a strange situation we found ourselves in. We took ground at such a high price, then gave it back again. We struck the enemy mortal blows, then backed away and let him recover again. Why were we not allowed to win? What were we supposed to think? Peace and war. Rain cascaded down with unrelenting ferocity. We had just finished a mission and were standing down after debriefing. I lay on my cot inside our hooch, meditating about peace and war. Nations had functioned side by side for many years in neighborly coexistence. Peace allowed each to carry on in its unique way. One strove for industrialization, while another chose to live a simpler way of life, passed down by former generations. Suddenly, some disagreement brought the two neighbors on a collision course. Representatives met to try to prevent the potential conflict, but the attempt came to no avail. War broke out, causing pain, heartache, and death. Finally, one nation prevailed in the struggle, but both sides suffered irreparably. And what was really accomplished by it all? How many times had that scenario played itself out? Since the beginning of time, society seemed to have existed in a love-hate relationship. Maybe this is because individual families have dealt with the same problems as societies have. A husband and wife made a commitment to love and cherish each other through thick and thin. They bore children and increased their fold. Yes, the peaceful household sometimes became shaken with division, but reconciliation overcame...